On our tour, we arrived at the space especially dedicated to the life of Jesus Hermida. He was an innovator in everything he did, although it was on television where he achieved greatest popularity. A painting of the journalist painted by Roberto Fernandez Rofer begins the tour of this area. Rofer collaborated since 1977 with Jesus Hermida in some of his programs where the watercolorist and illustrator painted some of the guests he interviewed on TV. In front of Rofer's painting, in its own showcase, a bust of Jesus Hermida, made by the sculptor Aurelio Tenno, opens the way to knowledge of many details that help to know Jesus Hermida better. Along with the sculpture, in two visual niches, you can see a selection of programs, interviews, and chronicles made by Jesus Hermida, both on TVE and Antena 3 Television. Just by clicking on each of the titles, you can view the subtitled images of each of the selected recordings. Hermida's arrival at TVE occurred in 1967, where he began presenting the early morning news program, thus beginning a 23-year professional career in public television. Just 1 year later, in 1968, he went to New York as a correspondent for TVE and RNE, a position he held for 11 years, being the first person to hold this position. His particular way of telling things made him very popular in Spain, and upon his return in 1978, he presented various programs, such as the second edition of Telediario, the interview space de circa between 1980 and 1981. The news program Crónica 3 or the debate program Su Turno in 1982. After a time on the radio, in 1987 there was a turning point in his career when he returned to TVE to begin his morning adventure with the program Por la Sangre, a magazine that was broadcast until mid-1989, revolutionizing television. Then and paving the way for the morning programs that currently dominate the programming of most general channels in Spain. He transferred this philosophy in 1989 to the evening magazine Mi Vida between 1989 and 1990. Both programs were a springboard for new professionals, such as Maria Teresa Campos, Nieves Herrero, Irma Soriano, Carlos Garcia Hirschfeld, Javier Basilio or Marilo Montero, among others. In September 1991 he made the leap to private television, moving to Antena 3 where, among other positions, he was director of the network in 2002 and 2003, presenting and directing El Programa de Hermida in 1991 and 1992. La Noche de Hermida in 1992. Con Hermida y CIA between 1993 and 1996, La Hora Hatch or Los Comunes in 1999. He then made several programs on public television, being especially remembered for what was one of his last appearances, the interview with King Don Juan Carlos on TV broadcast on 4 January 2013 on the occasion of the monarch's 75th birthday, a few months before his abdication. Afterwards they had the opportunity to talk in the monarch's office, as witnessed by the four photos he sent him and shown in the display case with his personal belongings. Jesus Hermida was also founder of the Television Academy, an institution of which he was its first president in 1997 and 1998, and of which he is member number 1, accredited through the card and diploma that are exhibited in this museum space.